Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Causes or Cures podcast. This is Dr. Eakes, and we have a special.
I think you can go on. I think it's a cute.
We have a special guest today, Dr. Naor Saghi, who has a PhD in biology and engineer, who's also my boyfriend. And that's why we were laughing before. Hello, Naor.
Hello to you too.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me over.
Okay, so outer space. Naor is a big outer space fan. Stars, telescopes, planets, solar systems, to the potential of aliens out there. So that's what we're going to talk about today. This is going to be a different kind of podcast where we just shoot the breeze over whether or not aliens exist. So, Naor, how do you want to start?
Well, let's start by you telling me what you think. Are there aliens out there?
God, I hope so. Yes.
Yes. What type of aliens are they? Are they sentient bacteria?
I'm just gonna go off of what I've seen in sci-fi movies. They look a little like us, but just distorted.
Okay, and what do you think about that? That they look like us?
I think we're narcissist.
I think that's ex on point. I think that's exactly that.
Okay.
Just
So, what about you? Do you think there are aliens?
going by numbers, I think there are aliens. Whether or not we met them, I will gamble not. If I have to gamble my life, nope.
No, you won't gamble.
No, I don't think we have.
No, okay. So let's get into the nerdy stuff. What's the Drake equation?
So that's like a highly debatable attempt to estimate whether or not we have other sentient life forms in the universe. So it takes all kinds of things into consideration, like how many stars we have, how many planets, out of which how many can develop a life form and support it. What are the ch chances to have a sentient life form, right? Not just bacteria, for example. And so it's just playing around with numbers because what are the chances to have a sentient life form? We have no idea. We're just N of one. It's just us. We didn't see it happen anywhere else. There were some attempts to recreate the basic molecules of life. It's the Miller-Urey experiment. It was done back in the 50s. And they took natural elements that you can find on a lot of planets, and they add in an electric spark, and they did manage to create some basic amino acids. So let's say you can put a number on that. What are the chances to have that? Probably pretty high, by the way, in a lot of planets. So if you take that equation as some kind of basis, and you think about how many planets we have in the universe, which is like 2 trillion by current estimates.
Okay.
So, like in the Milky Way galaxy, I think it's,
Don't
you know
I
what,
don't
I'm not sure, you
I
know.
don't
It's
know.
like billions, it's in the billions, but it's a lot of planets.
A lot of
So
planets.
there's no reason to think we're unique, right? We always make that mistake as a species to think we're unique, and we meet reality every single time that we're nothing
What's your favorite
unique.
planet?
Like everywhere.
What's your favorite planet?
Our planet.
Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's home.
You know what my favorite planet
Okay.
is?
Which one?
Uranus.
That
Yeah, like from a mile away.
coming.
Hallmark. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've established that we both think there are aliens.
Yes.
We're narcissists for thinking that they look like us.
Well, that's just one of the reasons we're narcissists for.
Okay, what about traveling? Do you think the aliens could get to us by now?
Well, you know, that takes us back to rationalize it with numbers because, okay, let's say there are other species out there, which is, we already said, reasonable to assume. And I think we can assume that some of them are way smarter than us, right? No reason to assume we are smarter or the least smart of the species, right? Let's say we're something in the middle. But you have species which are smaller, and you have no reason to assume that they live on the same timeline as us. Like, just to say, maybe they started a million years before us, so they had a lot of time to evolve, right? So let's say they got it all figured out. Like, space travel, no big deal for them. So you might ask, okay, so where are they, right? So maybe the fastest you can go in space travel has some kind of limit which prevents them from coming here. Because this our galaxy is 100,000 years in diameter, right? So if, for example, you can just travel 10 times the speed of light and you're really far away on the other side of the galaxy, it will take you, let's say, 10,000 years to get here. Okay? So
A long time.
you're probably not going to make that effort for us, right?
No.
Assuming they can even detect us here from that far away.
Right. Yeah.
No.
So what the what are what's the closest range though that aliens, some other life form, space aliens, how far away
They
would
would
be,
be.
yeah, if at their closest distance?
So the closest solar system to ours is Alpha Centauri. It's about 4.3 light years away. And we have one more six light years away. And as you go farther from us, you'll have more and more solar system, right? In the volume around us.
Wait, I'm going to stop you. For those of us who know nothing about space, and can you explain what light year is?
That's the distance you will travel if you will go at the speed of light for 1 year.
Okay.
So that's far. That's pretty far.
That's pretty far.
It's pretty far, yeah.
Right. And we're not close to traveling at the speed of light yet.
No, like our
Yet.
spaceships, no, not yet. Our spaceships are around 30,000 kilometers per hour, I want to say. I think that's the number.
Yeah.
So if we try to go to Alpha Centauri, that's about 80,000 years of travel.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
Yeah, that's a long, trip.
Like Voyager 2, that was launched about, I think, I want to say 40 years ago. It exits the solar system just a few years ago. And that's not a big distance, right?
No.
So.
No. Okay, so they could potentially get to us, but the other question is, would they want to?
That's an interesting question, right? Because there's no reason to think that they're remotely interested in us,
Yeah.
right? For example, some of us like to go see soccer, and the other person might not find any interest in it. And that's the same species, right?
Right.
So, and they're completely different than us. Maybe they have like a different set of emotions, for example.
They might think differently. Yeah. Yeah, it could be bad if we meet them or if they meet us.
Could be.
Could
Could
they could think they might think we're the unsanitary truck stop bathroom on a long trip and they're like, "Heck no." I'm not going there.
Yeah, maybe they have emotions that we can't even imagine, like trying to imagine a color you've never seen, right? It's like outside of your perception. So they might have that, like something we can't even understand, and they can't understand us.
Yeah, what would be an emotion that we haven't detected yet?
You can't know.
I
It's
can't think about it.
outside of our perception. We can't imagine that.
Huh. So what do you think about the people who say that they, well, there's some people I've watched movies where watch TV where they say they've been abducted
Yeah.
by aliens,
Yeah.
and then whenever you have like a sighting, they describe what they see. Thoughts on that?
Well, abducted. It's kind of weird. Well, it's like the alien version of being pen pals with a human. Like, what's the deal with that?
There's always probing involved.
There's always problem involved. Like, keep your fantasies to yourself, right? And they always, you started by saying it's narcissistic, right? They always describe them with two eyes, like bilateral evolution, right? Why would that be? Like, I would expect an alien to be completely different. Why do they have a mouth and eyes, a torso, two hands, two legs? There's no reason to believe this is the only path of evolution. Maybe it is. Maybe if you look at it from that perspective, the driver to bilateral symmetry is that strong that it's going to happen on every planet. I don't think that's the case, right?
I don't know. What do you think an alien looks like?
Can look like everything. Like it can look like a sea sponge, radial symmetry, right? It can look like everything. Like we can't even imagine how it
It
would.
doesn't need symmetry, right?
It doesn't need any symmetry, basically.
Right.
Like and maybe even, the most basic elements of life are different. If you think about our cells, right, you have the mitochondria, which it's a bacteria that we assimilated into our cells billions of years ago, I guess, right?
Oh, no, that's so nerdy.
Well, it is what it is. It probably didn't happen there. No reason to think it happened there too. Exactly the same event. Maybe the amino acid, the nucleic acids they have as genetic information carrier is different. Not four, maybe six, right? Could be completely different. Maybe they don't use oxygen. They use hydrogen, which is more abundant in nature. Like you can use everything. You can go anywhere with that.
Should we care if there are aliens?
Do
No, I don't care, actually.
you?
Okay. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because it adds to the mystery of it all, which I like. I like to embrace the mystery. So
What do you think it will do to us as a species?
I think it will mess, especially if they're smarter than us and more advanced than us. It's really going to mess with our image of ourselves, and also some potential religions out there where they're like, if they look differently, right? We're made in God's image. Well, who are those guys that are smarter than us made it?
And look different.
Yeah, like whose image do they take after? And I think it will be really humbling if they're that much more advanced and view us as feeble beings that are just like bugs or something, like how we view bugs or
Yeah, that can be very de debilitating for us, right?
it will knock a few people off their pedestals.
Yeah, maybe the most complex things to us, it's nothing to them. It's like basic, toddler level basic.
And it could be the other way around too, where they're more primitive and not as advanced, and that could be dangerous. I also think not understanding the differences in emotions and what they prioritize and what we prioritize, right? That could create a lot of problems. Would there be dating?
With alien species. Well, I want to see that app. How the distance filter looks like in light years.
I'm 40 light years away. Oh, I like eating, gosh, I don't know, purple salamanders and doing hyperbaric. I don't know, I have no
And
idea.
how the age filter is going to work like. They have different years. Maybe 5 years, it's like 45 for us, right?
Well, yeah, because we're a different age on every planet, really. Like
Yeah.
if we go to a different planet, like we're a different age, so.
And it's gonna change all the terms. A threesome is getting another meaning when you have an alien species.
I don't know. People would talk about that though, that's for sure. Okay, so let's talk. Go ahead.
Do you think in every alien movie, right, they always try to enslave us? Do you think
Oh
it's
yeah.
actually a reflection of us that actually, if we'll
Oh.
find a primitive alien species, we're gonna try to enslave them? It's that because everybody see the world through their own perspective, right? So maybe it actually says that we're gonna enslave them, but it says nothing about us, about them, sorry.
I think that's true. I think that's true. I think that, or it's like a big fear we have. I think we it's a fear we have of being not the dominant species, because we've never, I mean, we really haven't ever experienced that.
No, we haven't.
So we're the dominant species. So if there's this incredibly powerful alien species, we're not, and they're so much more advanced than us, and we're nothing to them. I mean, that's probably what they would do, or they would just ignore us.
I think they don't need us.
They
If they
don't need
have,
us.
if they're so far ahead in their technology that they can get here,
Yeah.
what can we offer them?
Yeah. Do you think we would do it to them?
You know what? Maybe by the time we get there, we won't, because we just won't need anything out of them,
Yeah.
right? Because if you have that technology, why would you need
Yeah.
slave another species?
Yeah. No, well, I don't know.
By the way, there's the Matrix example, right? That they made like those huge beehives of people to harvest energy from, right? Which makes zero sense. Like, I know it's Hollywood, but come on, like, give a little thought into that, because
You're
what?
disappointed all the nerds out there.
Come on, like, because it's irrational, because if you produce energy out of a person, you need to put in more energy than you get back, by definition, right?
Right, the law of conservation of energy.
Exactly. So you can't make energy out of nothing. So you need to feed the person food with more energy that it produces, and you need to put energy into making that food, which will be more than whatever you'll get back. So it's not a good business. And you need to be the boss of humans, which is just horrendous. So
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
yeah, they want to run away.
No, they'll be like, I appreciate you. Get back on their sh ships and
Never to come back. Maybe,
appreciate.
you know, maybe that's
Oh,
that good people.
if they don't use the corporate speak, I would happily work for them.
You know, maybe that's what happened when they abducted people. They tried to put them in to work in the kitchen, and they just gave them back to us. Like, nope, we're good.
Yeah, I think the way we view aliens is more of a journey, a study of our own narcissism, how we view ourselves. Like we're the center of the universe. We're the most important thing.
No.
Yeah. It does. I wonder too what it means for like things like global warming and all these things we're worried about here, nuclear war. I wonder if they worry about big things on their planet.
Again, maybe they have a totally different perception than ours.
Yeah.
Maybe they grew up differently with different concepts of power and ego. Take ego out of the equation. Evolve without that. It's gonna be fantastic, right? Just the survival of the species, getting ahead,
Yeah.
no inner conflicts.
Yeah.
Think that's pretty good. Maybe they have a beehive mind. I don't think. I think it's just a sci-fi thing, which sounds cool. But if they have a beehive mind, that's amazing. They're not gonna fight with each other. They're gonna cooperate on anything.
No, I think so. And there's the potential for cooperation.
With them,
Yeah, sure.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would just mess with people's worldview, and that could create chaos here. People might crack.
Think they will. If they're gonna be superior to us and think it's gonna be a big deal, if they're kind of like us, it's gonna work out fine.
Yeah. Well, will it? We can't.
Well, you know, we don't have space capability yet, so they're safe from
Oh,
us.
like, yeah, we don't really get along with each other on Earth, so.
But maybe, you know, maybe that humility that there's something bigger will make us unite, finally stop our petty bickering over everything around, and just be okay. There's something bigger out there. We should take that into consideration.
I think people who talk about God, believe that already.
Well, that's a good point. I'm going to tread lightly here.
Okay, so how will it impact the way we see ourselves? We'll feel if they're superior to us, we will feel inferior and scared.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
But why can't we accept that
Oh, we
our
won't.
humble place in existence? Why is it so hard for us?
The same reason that we run away from the fact that we're all going to croak one day.
I see it as a glorious fight. You know what I do for research.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I don't. But I also believe in something beyond, not aliens. I just think there's something maybe we don't understand, and I keep that little magic alive.
That could be the case.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember who said it, that we can't even see 100 yards ahead on a foggy day. What do you think that you know everything?
Yeah,
Oh.
that's the thing. Nobody knows everything. And people who say they know everything, the only people who say for certain that something isn't compatible with something else, like science and faith or whatever, they have all the answers.
Yeah.
But we know they don't, right? They
Yeah.
don't have all the
Never
answers.
trust someone who says it knows, he knows it, or she knows everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about how close we are to other solar systems. Talked about alien dating app. What would we call the app?
The dating app?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Extraterritorial?
Extra.
I
ET.
don't think they've seen ET.
No.
It should
ET
appeal
was
to
like
them too.
ET is. I love ET.
Planet
It's my favorite movie. Okay. Oh,
Sukup.
let's talk about.
Oh, I have one. I have a good one. That's a nerdy one.
What?
Binary Star. Binary Star. That's the title of the app. It's two suns revolving each other. It's actually pretty pretty. Pretty
Oh,
pretty.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about a warp drive.
Okay, so that's about how realistic it is to get to a species which is really far away from us. So currently what we know is the speed of light is the maximum speed we can travel. Obviously very limiting, right? We can't get very far away. Because again, if our galaxy is 100,000 light years in diameter, and then the closest galaxy that's going to collide into ours in a few billion years, I think that's on the same scale of distance. It's enormous. It's in the tens of billions of light years. That's the size of the universe as we currently know or estimate. So light year is not going to do it. Okay. So there are all kinds of talks about ionic propulsion, propulsion, sorry, or solar drive, which uses like you have a really big surface to mass ratio, and you use photons from the sun to accelerate, and you can get to pretty high speeds by theory, but this is all like sublight velocities, so you want to go higher than that, right? So there's a theory in physics that they actually did the math, I think. I'm not sure, maybe in the 80s, I want to say, maybe earlier than that. I'm not sure. That it says the idea is as follows. It's like, okay, so you can only travel at the speed of light when you travel in space, but there's no limit about how fast space can move because space always expands around us, right? From the Big Bang till our days and into the future, it expands. Maybe it's going to contract in the future. Nobody really knows what's going on with that. But there's no limit on the speed. So the idea with warp drive is, okay, let's create a bubble in space around us and warp space beneath us. Think you stand on a carpet and you like squeeze it and pull it and you stay in the same place, but the carpet moves. So you move in space.
Right.
And there's no limit on that. Like, if you can do that, theoretically, you can s travel as fast as you want to.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
You
Yeah.
know what needs a warp drive?
What?
Long distance relationships.
Oh, yeah. That's a hurtful topic. You know, I would go for light speed. That's fast enough for me.
All right, what else do we want to cover in this podcast? Anything? I don't know what you're doing. Are you staring at something?
Do we even want to go to other places? We didn't do that, right?
Okay. All right, let's talk final question here so everyone can go on with their days, including us. Would we ever, wait, why do we even want to go to other places? Survival, exploration, resources. A lot of people say they want to leave Earth, but I'm not sure if they do. And then, you know what I was thinking, we leave Earth, it's not like we can't live, we don't know for sure if we can live exactly the same way, meaning we might have to wear like a suit or something, right? For oxygen.
Unless we're gonna find a planet which is exactly like Earth, right?
Yeah.
Exactly like Earth,
Yeah.
or you know the gravity. We have a little bit of leeway there with the gravity, but yeah, we'll need something which is kind of similar to Earth to keep our lifestyle.
Yeah.
and we need the food to suit our digestive system. Like dogs can eat onion, right?
Right.
So you can't just go into a new plant starting to eat stuff because
Right.
maybe it's gonna kill you. Maybe it's,
Yeah.
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 So it's the same problem. We'll have to learn everything in a new
We'll get
place.
diarrhea in on a different planet. Then we won't
Yeah.
know what to take for it.
Yeah, and we're new in the plant. We don't even have a toilet, and everybody's are mad at you. It's like in the army.
Just they're awful, send them back. The thing I wouldn't like the most though is this is the idea that I'd have to wear like a space suit to maneuver.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
No, I wouldn't want that
The other
either.
version of that that I saw, that they want to create like this array of chambers that are
Yeah,
connected.
no,
It just looks off already. In
yeah.
every sci-fi movie I watched, it looks awful. And it's always the same, like the smallest rupture in the wall, everybody are dead. I don't want that.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
sounds stressful to live like that.
Yeah.
But for survival, you know, like I think that's what Elon Musk says, right? That he wants to go to Mars to preserve the human race. And Mars is just the most reasonable thing to go, place to go to in our lifetime. So it kind of makes sense, you know, because it's true that the likelihood of a catastrophic event happening on Earth, killing everyone, is not very high. But on the other hand, the price is enormous, right? We're going to lose the entire species. So it kind of makes sense that you want to keep a card somewhere else out of Earth as soon as you can.
To preserve the species.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
And with exploration, yeah, you know, maybe for resources, you know, there's a, I think we talked about it once on the phone. There's an asteroid which, if you take the gold in that asteroid, if you manage to mine,
Our
what?
phone conversations are stimulating.
See, yeah, it's all exciting. It's
Okay, go. Sorry. That was rude. There was an asteroid.
So if you mine the entire gold on the asteroid, you can give enough gold to each person on Earth, and they will have like golds in the value of billions.
Wow.
Of course, that's not true because then the value of gold will collapse, but you get the idea. It's
Yeah.
a lot of gold. You never need that
Yeah.
much gold.
Yeah.
So once you go, you explore space, you can get to resources, and it's not an issue anymore.
Yeah.
Just having as many resources as you want, like I don't know, oil and gas
Yeah.
and whatever you want. Yeah, you can find it there.
Another thing that's interesting to think about is how medication will work,
What do you
because
mean?
it may not work the same way like as it does on Earth.
Could be. Maybe you'll need a different sunscreen.
Yeah,
Different sun, right?
yep.
Our sun is yellow. Some
Yeah.
other suns are blue.
Really?
Sure. Blue, a little. Maybe. I don't know if there's a white sun, but blue sun for sure.
So everything's blue.
Yeah. Blue
That's cool,
shades.
actually. I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
No.
It is cool. But you'll need a, that's a good business endeavor, right? A new sunscreen.
Yeah. Some people think sunscreen is too toxic, so they don't wear it.
They do. And the sun is not toxic for them?
Well, they're not. No, actually, some people think it's not, but I believe I have a few family members, who've had melanoma, so kind of think differently about that one. I think it's cool, and I think too, people may want to leave Earth. We have the epidemic of loneliness. Maybe they want to go find friends on different
Yeah, so
planets.
you actually ask, but do we really want to meet them? We are so close-minded even about some other nations. So why, where is that, from where does this curiosity comes from to meet another species?
I like to think I'm open-minded. I would just be worried that they're gonna stick a fork in me and eat me, like because they won't understand like me, and I won't understand them, and they'll just be like what if they just eat everything?
Well, it could be the case.
Could be.
Could
It could be. Or maybe, they'll befriend you and show you around. Take you out for an alien beer.
Could be.
And then I'll decline because I don't drink beer.
And then maybe they'll be offended by it, and they're gonna eat you with a fork.
So there's so many things we don't know, which I find exciting.
But if you need to scale how important that topic is, exploration of space, meeting other species, if you need to put put together a list of the most haunted topics which are important to humankind nowadays. Does it go on your list?
Space exploration?
Meeting another species, let's make it more
Oh,
pinpointed.
no.
Right?
No, I think we have bigger fish to fry.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a friend, every time I tell him that, like, oh, we don't need to put 20 billions on that. We need to develop a cure for cancer. He just goes mad.
Really?
Yeah. Like, space people are extreme. I'm not a real space person. I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I go. Like, I will still prioritize research and
Yeah.
medicine over sex over space exploration. Well, I'm sitting right next to you. The confusion is understandable. The listeners like are going right now, what is this podcast? What is going on here?
Freudian slip.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I don't know, but of course, what matters to each person, how we prioritize things varies.
Yeah.
So if you're a space researcher, if you read a lot of sci-fi books, you're probably like, no, that's so important. We got to do it.
No, I guess it is. Some people, everyone finds other different stuff important, right?
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. Different perspectives, different takes.
And by the way, diversity leads to accomplishments in different fields, and then you have integration back into huge accomplishments. For example, if you take engineering and biology, for example, you get MRI machine. Like that, like the exploration in parallel fields, and the engineer doesn't care at all about biology, and biologist doesn't understand anything about electricity, or let's say a physicist and about a biologist, maybe that's more accurate. But when you put the two together, they make their own study and research, and then you combine it and you get an MRI machine, for example.
I like that.
Yeah.
Parallel exploration.
Yeah, it's just putting stuff together. Just let the animals run loose, and they're gonna do fine at the end of the day.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, sure.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining in for this special podcast. Noah's opening a water bottle, if you heard
That's because I'm a professional at
that.
podcasting, so I make every possible mistake.
There are the sounds of the city in the background. Anyhow, I hope you join in next time for causes or cures, and a special thanks for and a special th and a special thanks to Nor for hopping on and doing this podcast on aliens. Do you have any
Right?
closing thoughts?
No, thank you. It was fun.
Ah.
I was a little bit worried about it. I never did that before.
That was good. You did
No,
good.
no.
Everyone, please tell Nor how we did.
I need the self-assurance, please.
And don't forget to rank the Causes or Cures podcast or leave a review.
Leave a review, like, add
Bye.
us on YouTube and Instagram
Yeah.
and
Share.
Twitter
Yeah.
and share, because if you like it, you should like your friends too and share it.
Right.
Or if you don't do it, you're not a good friend. I'm just saying. It's your
Hey.
decision, but you should be better friends.
It's more than friends and family who listen to this. If you're an
No, I'm
enemy,
not my
an enemy
friend.
still a listener. We appreciate you too. All
Bye
right, everyone. Bye-bye.